So you want to know about the future of procurement?
Yeah.
Well, you sent us a really interesting mix of materials.
A fascinating mix.
A trend report straight from Japan. Some articles.
Yes.
Even some personal stories from folks in the field.
Really interesting stuff.
Buckle up, because we're diving deep into the world of procurement in 2025.
It is a fascinating collection, especially that Japanese trend report, the Head 2025. Full of insights, but has a big do not share this file warning on it. We won't, of course.
Of course not.
But it definitely makes you wonder what's in there.
Totally, right? So we've got our little secret club going on here. Along with that, we've got articles about AI and automation, how to manage suppliers so everyone's carbon footprint shrinks.
Important topic. Absolutely.
And how the role of the procurement manager is changing.
Right.
Plus those real-world stories, which I always find super helpful.
They ground everything and show how these trends actually play out.
Exactly. So our mission in this deep dive is to uncover what's changing in the procurement world, what skills you'll need to really thrive,
Very important.
and maybe even bust some myths about this TROCO, often overlooked, but absolutely vital function.
It's interesting that you say overlooked because the ANA 2025 actually starts with a pretty bold comparison. The author talks about how young talent in Japan is flocking to fields like comedy, specifically the M1 Grand Prix, this huge stand-up competition. They contrast that with the image of procurement being, well, a bit stuffy and filled with people who are just coasting to retirement.
Ouch, that's got to sting a bit for anyone in procurement.
It does.
But I get the point. It's
Yeah.
about attracting fresh perspectives and energy.
Right. The author is saying that the field needs to adapt to attract the best and brightest. It needs to be seen as dynamic and engaging, not just a behind-the-scenes function.
Okay, so shake things up a bit.
That's right.
I like it.
And then the report gets even more interesting because it uses Western and Japanese art to explain different approaches to procurement.
Oh, wow.
This is where I needed you to jump in and help explain things.
Okay, bring it on, I'm ready.
So happy to Pregavation, the report argues that the traditional Japanese way, called urchong, which focuses on really tight collaboration and long-term relationships with suppliers, used to be a major advantage.
Interesting.
But now models like Apple's, which rely more on globalized parts and controlling design from a central point, are challenging that.
So it's like Japanese companies were amazing at making complex, customized products,
Yeah.
while Western companies were all about being modular and scaling up quickly.
Exactly. And now with the IT revolution,
Right.
platform economies, and the
Right.
shift from vertical to horizontal integration,
Yeah.
things are changing for everyone.
Yeah.
What's fascinating is that we're getting this analysis from a Japanese perspective.
Which gives us a whole new way of looking at these global trends. It's like getting a sneak peek into how another part of the world sees things.
That's right.
I like that.
And then the report goes on to talk about these new roles for procurement professionals, intellectual mediators, they call them.
Intellectual mediators.
These folks can bridge cultural and technical gaps, navigate those tangled global supplier networks, and deal with things like ethical sourcing, blockchain AI, and even geopolitical risks.
It's like procurement is becoming this high-stakes global game.
That's why the report calls these folks masters of moving
I
things.
love that.
It's not just about materials anymore. It's about
That's nice.
moving information knowledge and even people.
Okay, so masters of moving things. I'm definitely adding that to my LinkedIn profile.
Please do.
But seriously, it sounds like the skill set for procurement is expanding rapidly.
Absolutely. And this is where things get really relevant for you.
Okay.
Are you ready to level up your skills and become a master mover yourself?
Well, I'm always up for a challenge, and luckily we've got these other materials to help guide us. Let's dive into some of those specific trends and challenges, starting with the big one that's on everyone's mind, carbon neutrality.
Great place to start.
Yeah.
You're right, carbon neutrality and sustainable procurement are no longer optional. They're essential for any business that wants to stay competitive and, frankly, do the right thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one thing to read the headlines about sustainability,
Yeah.
but then we dug into that article about the FMCG industry. That's where things got really real for me.
It's a complex issue,
Yeah.
especially when you start talking about scope three emissions.
Okay.
Those are the emissions that happen outside a company's direct control
Oh, okay.
in their supply chain.
So we're talking about everything that goes into making and getting rid of a product,
Yes.
not just what happens within the company itself.
Precisely. It's a huge challenge. The article gave this example of biodegradable plastics in India, which often don't actually break down the way they should because of the waste management systems there.
Oh, wow.
And then there's the trend towards thicker packaging films for food safety, which uses even more plastic.
Right. It's like every solution creates a new challenge.
Right.
So how does a procurement pro even begin to navigate that?
That's where those master mover skills come in.
Okay.
It takes in-depth research,
yeah,
close collaboration with suppliers,
yeah,
and maybe even advocating for changes to infrastructure.
Interesting.
It's not just about ticking boxes anymore. It's about understanding the whole life cycle of a product and its impact.
So it's a much bigger picture than just negotiating the lowest price.
Exactly. But it's not all doom and gloom.
Okay, good.
The article also talked about P&G's Supplier Clean Energy Program.
Okay.
As a really good example of companies working with their suppliers to achieve sustainability goals.
Okay, so it's about partnerships, not just penalties.
Exactly. And that brings us to another big trend that's reshaping procurement, AI, and automation. That Panasonic article really dug into this.
Yeah, that was a really interesting one.
They talk about tools like Dassault-Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which stands for Digital Transformation of Mechanisms.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
That can automate things like cost calculations and generating quotes.
It sounds powerful, but I have to admit, when I hear about AI in any field,
mm-hmm,
my first thought is, are robots coming for my job?
It's a valid concern and one we need to address head on.
Yeah.
But the good news is that in procurement, AI is more likely to enhance your job, not replace it.
Okay, that's reassuring. But how so?
Think back to those masters of moving things we discussed.
Okay.
AI can handle the repetitive tasks, but it can't replace the human skills that are at the heart of procurement.
Right.
Negotiation, building relationships, understanding those complex supplier ecosystems. Those are things that AI just can't replicate.
So it's more about working with AI rather than being replaced by it.
Precisely. The article makes this distinction between red pencil buyers.
Okay.
Who just focus on criticizing and cutting costs.
Mm.
And black pencil buyers
who
bring their own ideas and solutions to the table.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
Black pencil buyers sound way more interesting and probably way more effective.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive, not just reactive.
I like it.
And that leads us nicely into the human side of this leadership and management in this new world of procurement, that BA-ASS article.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think stands for something like be outstanding. Or step back.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's a great acronym.
Had some really interesting points about this.
And I especially loved how they talked about managing Gen Z employees. It's a whole new generation with different expectations.
Right. They've grown up with technology. They want their work to have purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not afraid to challenge the status quo.
Right.
Which can be a great thing if you can channel that energy effectively.
The article also had those hilarious, albeit slightly cringeworthy descriptions of outdated procurement managers.
Yeah.
The feudal lord.
Great. The micromanager.
Yes.
And the business card collector.
They're caricatures, but they illustrate a larger point.
Yeah.
The old command and control style of leadership just doesn't work anymore.
Okay, so we know the old school boss isn't cutting it. Who should be leading procurement teams in 2025?
The BA-ASS article paints a picture of a leader who embraces change, is constantly learning, and empowers their teams.
Okay.
It's less about dictating and more about collaborating.
Like that saying, the best leaders don't create followers, they create more leaders.
That's a great way to put it. And the article emphasizes a key principle from Japanese management.
Okay.
Genbutsu.
Which translates to?
It means go to the site, understand the reality, and see the actual product.
Oh.
In other words, get out from behind your desk and experience things firsthand.
I like that it's easy to get caught up in spreadsheets and forget that there are real people and real products behind all the numbers.
Exactly. So to sum up, the ideal procurement leader of 2025 is adaptable, collaborative, always learning, and not afraid to roll up their sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about big picture shifts, like those different approaches between Japan and the West, the need for sustainability and the rise of AI.
Mm-hmm.
But what I always find most helpful are concrete steps that I can take away. So any actionable advice for our listener on how to thrive in this new world of procurement?
Absolutely. First and foremost, never stop learning. Procurement is constantly evolving, so you need to stay ahead of the curve. Read industry publications, attend webinars, connect with other professionals, make learning a part of your routine.
So it's like investing in your procurement education, just like you'd invest in stocks or bonds.
That's a great analogy. And remember that concept of moving power from the Japanese trend report.
Yeah.
You need to master the art of coordinating not just materials, but information and relationships as well.
Right. It's about becoming a master chess player, moving all the pieces strategically.
Exactly. And that means honing your communication and negotiation skills, getting really good at asking the right questions, and understanding the power of in-person interaction, especially when you're dealing with complex situations or cultural differences.
Makes me think of that story about the junior procurement officer who secretly recorded all of his negotiations. People thought he was a little strange at first, but it turned out to be a brilliant way to learn and improve.
Great example of taking initiative and being proactive about your development. And then there's the story about the power supply negotiation that was stuck until they actually went to visit the supplier's factory.
Right.
It shows how face-to-face interactions can build trust and understanding in a way that emails and phone calls just can't.
Sometimes you just need to be in the same room to really connect and work things out.
Precisely. And that leads to another important piece of advice.
Okay.
Think strategically and act boldly.
I like that.
Don't be afraid to challenge assumptions, find opportunities for improvement, and take calculated risks.
So don't just be a rule follower, be a rule breaker, but ethically, of course.
Of course. And this ties into the idea of becoming a black pencil buyer, someone who brings their own ideas and solutions to the table, not just criticisms.
I like it.
Think about cost structures, identify areas for improvement, suggest innovative sourcing approaches, be a problem solver.
Problem solver. I'm loving these black pencil buyers, so how can someone cultivate that kind of thinking?
It takes practice. Start by really understanding your company's goals and how procurement can help achieve them.
Okay.
Don't just focus on the transaction. Think about the bigger picture.
Right.
And remember, building strong relationships is key.
Yeah.
Treat your suppliers as partners, not just vendors.
That's huge.
Understand their challenges and work together to find solutions that benefit everyone.
And that reminds me of the story about the karaoke performance at the hospital, even in a field as seemingly technical as procurement. Human connection is everything.
It's a great reminder that we're all human at the end of the day, and finally cultivate a mindset of continuous improvement.
I'll always be seeking feedback and looking for ways to do things better.
So basically, never settle for good enough.
Exactly. Embrace the journey of learning and growth. True mastery is an ongoing process.
So there you have it, a glimpse into the dynamic world of procurement in 2025. It's a field that's demanding new skills and a new mindset. But for those who are ready to adapt and lead, the opportunities are immense.
The future of procurement is about so much more than just buying things at the right price. It's about building sustainable, ethical, and resilient supply chains that benefit everyone, businesses, suppliers, and society as a whole. The decisions made today will shape that future. So think carefully about the impact you want to have.